continuing in the Sugya of Amunah. We've been working with the Yisayid HaDvarim that Amunah is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Leshem's Gematria Elokeinu, the Ribbono Shalom, our Ribbono Shalom. Not just Amunah that there is a Ribbono Shalom, but that Hashem is involved in our lives. Having a Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem relates to my life. He cares about me. He believes in me. And now we're going to try to take it to the next level. We've been talking about emunah. And there's another word that everybody's been asking about, which is called bitachon. What's the difference between emunah and bitachon? Well, kibalnu mi Rabbi Seinu, the Gra, the Chazon Ish, emunah is the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then, putting your money down on Hashem. That's bitachon. Putting your money where your mouth is, as they say. Bitachon is trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you believe in them. And it's a totally different level. There's one thing to believe something, and there's another to live with it, to depend on it. And this is also a major, and the most major, perhaps, issue of having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any relationship is based on, if it's a healthy relationship, trust. Trust. A child who feels his parents don't trust him resents it. Why don't they trust me? Right? A lot of times they don't deserve trust, unfortunately, but boy, do they get angry. Why don't you trust me? Right? And the opposite. Sometimes kids don't trust their parents. They try to micromanage. Dad, don't say this when we come to yeshiva. You're going to embarrass me. Dad, don't go over here. Mom, what? And it hurts. Why don't they trust me? Sometimes husbands are watching their wives. They don't trust their wives. And sometimes wives don't trust their husbands. You can't have a relationship without trust. The fiber of a relationship is trust. And by us with Bnei Olam, if a person doesn't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person's trying to micromanage the way Hashem is running his life, so then there's a lacking in the relationship. So we have to get into this, Rabbi Isai. We'll see that this is a relationship issue. Trusting means that you really feel this way about the person. You really feel that there's someone who's a ne'eman, who's someone you can count on. And if you don't trust them, then all the lip service in the world, it's very nice. But if you don't trust, you don't trust. And sometimes it's hard. Yeah. Sometimes someone says they're going to come, and they come late. So after 2 minutes, you book. Right? Whoa! Didn't you I said I was coming. Yeah, but you didn't believe me. I was coming. All relationships require this midah. And even at times when you think someone's not coming, if they're trustworthy, you wait for them. Because you know they're coming. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kuf Tes Zayin, from Hallel, He'emanti, I was a believer. What's his proof that he was a believer? Ki adaber ani anisi ma'oid. Because I spoke in my anguish. Says the Radak, an amazing pshat over here. Says David, according to the Radak, He'emanti, I believe in Hashem. You know why? Ki adaber, I said that Hashem was going to make me king. Even at times where anisi ma'od, people were laughing at me. They said, this guy, he's a fugitive. He's running away from Shaul. Give me a break. But I knew Hashem said, I'm going to be king. He'emanti ki adaber, I was still preaching that I'm going to become king. Even when anisi ma'od, even though all the cards were stacked against me. And I was the laughing stock. Ani amarti b'chofsi. And I said about all the people who mock me, Kol ha'odam. Any person who says differently than Hashem, Koizev, is off the rocker. It's a shakran. David proved his emunah. He says, Hashem, I have a kesher with you. This is not just something we think of bitachon like. Bitachon is this technical thing. Like, you have to know hishtadlus and bitachon. No, bitachon's a relationship. Do I really believe that Hashem cares about me? If I do, even when the going gets tough, I know that He has a plan. And I'm nurturing the relationship through this bitachon. I'm nurturing the relationship. And the Medrash Rabbah, in Shema Yisrael Rabbah, Anas Yashir says on the pasuk Vayaminu baHashem uveMoshe Avdo, Klal Yisrael believed in Hashem and in Moshe. Bischar haEmuna sheAminu, in the schar of them believing, Sharsa aleim ruach hakodesh and v'shira, they were zochet to sing the song of Az Yashir. Reb Nechemya Omer Atamotzi shekol mi shemekabel of mitzvah beEmuna roi shetishol of shechina, and bischar that Avram Avinu had Emuna, he was Yarish Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Bischar Emuna. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim bischar Emuna. Can I ask you a question? What you get rewarded for Emuna? I thought Emuna is like the background. We believe. What's this reward for the Emuna? The schar comes from the Emuna. Avraham was rewarded for Emuna. Do you know what it is? It's the Iker. It's the Iker. The Maral says in Gvuras Hashem, Perek Zion, it's the Iker. You're nurturing the relationship. You get schar for Emunah. That's the most meaningful thing you can give Hashem, is that you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you believe that He will take care of you. And the Maral says in the Siva Emunah that when you trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem kiviyachal, if you could say such a thing, gets stronger down here. That the way He created the world is the more people believe in Him. Right? Kiviyachal, l'mashal. Just like in relationships, when someone believes in you, you do well. You excel. Right? If someone really thinks that you can do it. And Hashem literally put the keys in our hands. He says, if you believe in me, then I get stronger. And the Maral says, that's the schar for Emuna, is you make Hashem real in this world. David HaMelech says, whoever says that otherwise, Kaizev, doesn't know what they're talking about. But the schar is in the relationship. How do you build this? How do you build this bitachon with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is not an easy topic. But I would like to tell you something that is tested and proven. It's tested and proven. And I believe this is a major b'siyata d'shmaya way of creating and generating more bitachon. Right? Very nice. We're supposed to. But I feel insecure all the time. And that is the issue of building trust with Hashem in your own relationship with Hashem. Not in Svarim, but you look into your own life and you find bitachon in your own life. Where was it that Hashem bailed me out? Where in my life did HaKadosh Baruch Hu help me in a way that I could never have written the script? Where in my life do I see the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A person is supposed to build his emunah and bitachon from within his own life. It's the greatest chizuk. There's no greater chizuk for a person than feeling that Hashem was involved in his life and that He continues to be. And if someone doesn't do this, it's a tragedy. Says the Gemara in Saita, a very interesting thing. Gemara in Saita mem chesam ad beis. The Gemara says that when, based on the Mishnah says that there's going to be a time, which we're in right now, called Ikvas of the Meshicha, Pasku Anshe Amana, people who believe are going to be hard to come by. What is this? Amar Reb Yitzchak, Eilu Bnei Adam Shein Maminim BaKadosh Baruch Hu, Disani Reb Elazar HaGadol Omer. Reb Elazar HaGadol says, Kol Mi Sheyesh Lo Pas Besalo, anyone who has bread in his basket, Va'omar, and he says, Ma Oichal L'machar, what am I going to eat tomorrow? Eino Elo Mektani Emuna. He is very weak in his Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch. What's this Gemara talking about? Whoever has bread in his basket today, why does it have to say this? Just talk about, what's your level of Emuna? The Gemara here is being Meramis to a tremendous Yisod. Look at today! You're always worried about tomorrow. You have bread in your basket. Who gave this to you today? The source of your Emuna is right in front of you. Call me Sheish Pas Besalo. He's got his meal today. How'd you get that? You know, yesterday you were nervous about food, and look, here it is. But now we're going through this cycle over and over again. Can't you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit of credit? Don't you see that He has a plan? You got to this point, somehow you survived. Somebody who has Pas Besalo and doesn't build from his own experience in Emunah. He's from Ktani Emunah because it's not an issue of book smarts. It's not an issue of reading Musar Svarim. It's an issue of looking at your own life and seeing the Yad Hashem. seeing it. That's where the chizuk and emuna comes from. And a person can get a tremendously high level of confidence. He can take on a lot of things if he looks in his own life. Listen to this amazing pasuk and an amazing pshat in the Malbim. David HaMelech, right? In the awesome fight, David and Goliath, right? No one thought he stood a chance, right? Little yeshiva bacher against this giant, right? Scary guy, impossible to beat. David HaMelech says a very strange thing about how he knows that he can beat him. He's got to convince them, because every time you take a shot at this guy, if you mess up, it makes it really look bad for us. You can't just put anybody up there who's crazy enough to fight. You have to prove that you might win. Says David HaMelech to Shaul, Vayomer David, Hashem asher hitziloni miyad hari umiyad adoiv. I once fought a lion and a bear. Hu yatzileni miyad haplishti hazeh. V'goymer, he says, Hashem who let me be victorious against a lion and a bear, he's going to save me against this plishti. What's going on? I would tell David HaMelech, chas v'shalom, David, you need stories to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That you once, say like a man, Mesilas Yesharim, Chovas Halvavos, Shar HaBitochen. Says the Malbim, no. David HaMelech gained chizuk from his own life. He saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to have this type of tafkid, because this has happened in the past where he's been attacked by crazy beasts and he's taken them down. And he looked into his own life for clarity of what he could do. Bitachon comes from your own life. It comes from that chizuk of seeing what Hashem has done for you, and there are even personal messages in that. You can do it. Everybody wants to have confidence. There's a fine line between confidence and arrogance, but this is the greatest type of confidence, is Hashem helped me do this yesterday. People are in incentives, and they're being matzliach. It's not them, it's Hashem. And they go back. 5 years ago, in Rabbi Center's yeshiva, I was able to do this with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will help me again with the very same thing. At a siyum, we say a very interesting thing. We say in the Hadron, Yiratzon lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Kishem shazertani l'sayim mesechazu. In this case, it's Avodah Zarah. Messiah Meseches Avodah Zarah, Kein Tazreini Lahaschil Mesechtus Visvarim Achirim. Just like you helped me finish Meseches Avodah Zarah, help me finish other Svarim. What? You need to remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he's done for you. And anyway, just daven for the next Mesechta. What? You want to tell everyone your accomplishments again? Hashem, you know I just finished Meseches Avodah Zarah. No. No, this is the whole thing. You can do it! You're telling Hashem, Hashem, you were with me. This whole Masechta, I'm gaining my bitachon from Maseches Avodah Zarah to know that I can take on Yevamos. You were with me, and just like you were with me in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Bari Olam, you will not let me go. You will take care of me in other places, and you will get me through all of Shas in my life. I've seen it. I've seen you there. And the Mishnah Berura brings a Yerushalmi. Very interesting Yerushalmi. Some people actually say this. It's brought in certain Sidurim. The Mishnah Berura encourages to say it. That there are Yehi Ratzons you say before davening at Shacharis, at Mincha, and at Maariv. And this is what the Yerushalmi says in Perek Tevilas HaShachar. You wake up in the morning before davening, and you say, Moda ani lefanecha Hashem Elokai v'Elokei Lasai, Shotzeisani me'afeilu l'ora, that you took me out of darkness and brought me to light. That's how you wake up in the morning. Very nice, beautiful. Then listen to what you say at Mincha. Moda ani lefanecha shekishem shezikisani liros kishachama b'mizrach. I was zocha to see the sun rise. Kach zichisi liros b'marav. That I was zocha to see it set in the west. Very nice. Very dramatic. Then, at the end of the day, you say, Yehi Ratzon, now we're going into night again, it's scary. Kishem Shehayisi Ba'afela, just like yesterday, I was in darkness, Votzei Sani La'ira, and you took me out to light. Kein totzioni me'afela l'ora. You'll do it again for me. What's going on over here? This is how you have to daven? If you're sincere, yes. Packed in your day. Packed in your day is the chizuk to really be sincere that you have a connection with Hashem. Hashem, you got me up this morning. Hashem, I'm at mincha. I made it through Shacharis. I'm here to tell the tale. And now at Marav Hashem, you're going to do another one for me. That's where bitachon comes from. It's living in our lives. And in Nishmas, we say the most beautiful thing. In Nishmas on Shabbos, we give a whole story here. We say, you took us out, mibeis avodim. You took us from famine, berav zantanu. Mecherev, from swords, dever, plague, chaloim, roim, terrible, machlas. Then you say the following thing. Ad heina, until now. Azarunu rachamecha. Your rachmim has helped us. V'lo azavunu chasadecha. And your chesed has not left us. Va'al tichenu Hashem l'anetzach. Elokeinu l'anetzach. And Hashem, don't abandon us further. What's going on over here? It's a sum up. A person looks at all of Jewish history during Nishmas. They picture Yetzias Mitzrayim. They picture the Golus Bavel. They picture Golus Edom. They picture the Holocaust. They picture their grandparents surviving. And they say, Ad Hein Azarunu Azarunu Rachamecha. Hashem, you got us through this. And I know with that, I can ask for the future and be confident that this is just another chapter of the book. This is where it comes from, the richness of the Emunah, the relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in our lives. And there are examples in life. A husband once came to me, his wife was very nervous. His wife was very nervous about birth. Birth is a very shocking thing. You can't prepare for birth. So it's very unnerving. Well, everything in life you can prepare for, but these things can happen at the worst time. So, you know, I try to help. I don't really understand women either. So usually I just sit with the man and go, I hear. But you have to try. So I asked him, is this your first child? No. Four other children. Well, how did the other births go? They went well. Actually, picture perfect. There we have it. He spoke to his Rebbetzin. There's your source of Emunah. This happened before. Hashem is the best party planner. When you have a party planner for a chasana, you go to sleep at night. It's expensive, but you go to sleep at night. Unless you don't trust the party planner, but then you got the wrong party planner. The whole point of a party planner is to allow you to sleep at night. Hashem knows how to prepare everything for us. And the way to find the Emunah is within. Somebody who told me who was terribly stage fright. They were asked to speak somewhere very public, very, very public. And they were very, very afraid. But they said to me, you know what? They did it one time. They've done this before. So how'd it go? It went fantastic. So I took out the Hadron and I said, Kishem Shisiyamta Mesechas Avodah Zarah. And he said he traveled the whole time. From the day I told him the Vart till 2 weeks later when it was, he goes, Kishem, 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 Kishem. He says it got him through. In his own life, Rabosai. This is the relationship, the personal relationship that we could have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We couldn't write a better script. We see things in our lives, it's true. There are certain things that have never happened to us yet that we would really like. Some of us have never gotten our shidduch yet. It's never happened. So where in our lives did we ever get a shidduch? Right? Some of us need a job. Some of us need health. Everybody should be gesund. But Hashem has a great track record. Hashem, in your whole life, is there for you. You've made it till here. Ad heina zarunu rachamecha. And a person who contemplates this gets a tremendous chizuk from everything that's going on. And there's no shortage of this. There's a Mesilas Yesharim that I was bothered by. Siyata Dishmaya. The Mesilas Yesharim in Derech Knias Zrizus says a person should be a go-getter because they're indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says an usher, a wealthy person's indebted to Hashem, and a poor person. An usher, it's obvious. But he says, even an ani is chayavlo. Why? Sha'afilu be'anyo, even in his impoverishment, mamsiloi parnasa parnasaso derech nes vapele. Hashem saves the day for him, derech nes v'pela. Now, can I ask you a question that bothered me a lot? Why does the Mesillas Yesharim have to mention that it's derech nes v'pela? Just say, look, you're an ani, but how old are you? 70? Wow. You kept making it. You keep going, right? Someone makes a bris. You have a suit over there. Somebody invites you over here. It's happening for you. Why does the Mesillas Yesharim say derech nes v'pela? So you could just say that that's how it has to happen. If you don't have a parnasa, you need a nes. But I think there's something much deeper here, b'siyata d'shmaya. The Mesillas Yesharim is saying that the nes and the pela is part of the thank you. Do you know what a rush it is for aniyim? A regular usher, so he sees his life, but he can't see the divine hand coming and saving the day. There's a certain idea when someone's down and out, when they need to be bailed out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu whisks them away. They feel the kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just that they made it through and they got a meal, but they got a meal in the craziest way. There was a Rosh Yeshiva that he had a Halig Rebetzin, Zichrona Tzadik Yisabach. And at her husband, they were talking about her. She never told her husband how poor they were. This is like an old time relationship. Today this wouldn't work. But she never did. And she was sitting there. She was supposed to have guests on Shabbos. She was sitting in Machane Yehuda right before Shabbos when things are cheap with no money. Sitting there davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is many years back. And she looks down on the floor after she davens and she finds a shiny 10 shekel. In those days, you could get plenty with 10 shekel. A kiss of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A kiss. A kiss. A relationship. Derech Nes Vapela. Not just that there was intervention, but look at, you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. Hashem bailed you out. So many times there are things where we feel in our, of course, even in our regular life is the ikker. Person who's zocha to children, a person who's zocha to be able to see a neshama come into the world, a person who's zocha to a shidduch, derech pela, a person who's healthy be'etzem, who could just look, mibisari yachselaka. But there's sometimes even we see direct intervention. We see an ani, somebody who's an ani bedas. I heard two MP3 stories, a more modern versions, poor people in other areas. One MP3 story, a guy wanted to listen to music at a time that you weren't halachically supposed to listen to music. But he needed it for exercise and it was a very big nisayon. And Lamaisa, he pressed play, all of a sudden the machine starts talking, speaking in a lady's voice, doot, 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 half song, doot, 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 totally malfunctioning. Whoa, what's going on? Don't know. Puts it away, and then at the time that it was mutter again, it worked like a charm. Another guy was handling whether or not to edit the playlist on his iPod. Told me he started, all the songs disappeared. Wow, guess he wasn't sure. I guess he was sure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes, Rabosai. I myself had a wild story. This is a wild story. I had a very big nisayon in Midas, a conversation that I would say was the most difficult conversation that I've ever had in Midos, where you're boiling inside. I do a good job faking it, but I was boiling inside. And I went through the conversation, and boy, do I remember it, but I didn't know that it was recorded. I was walking around, and I looked at my phone, and I'm not one of these like singers who's always recording. I see my phone, this is weeks later, has a recording on it. Interesting. So I press play, and it's the conversation that I had with this guy. It starts from the beginning of the conversation. It ends with I could feel myself grinding my teeth. And then as soon as the conversation's over, it's over. It's over. I was like, I kept playing this over and over again. And I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Stark, you're having an isayin in Midas. Do you remember that everything's being recorded in Shemayim? If you would know that, wouldn't you get over this? And it was gone. Done. Avarnu et zeh. I'll tell you, once we're getting into stories, maybe I shouldn't. Okay, I'll tell you an interesting story. It's Emunah. Everybody else tells stories in Emunah, so we can tell a story. But again, this is not the Iker Chizuk in Emunah is from our lives, but there's sometimes where Hashem shows us something derech nes v'pela. There was a time where my my father needed to find a kever on Har HaZeisim of Rav Naftali Hertz from the base medrash of Talmidei Hagra. And they didn't know where it was, and they were trying, they thought they knew. And all of a sudden, they see a deer on Har HaZeisim, not the regular place for a deer. And Naftali is a deer, so, you know, follow the deer. They went towards the deer, they got to the kever. Very nice story. Okay. Now, this goes years later. My daughter was in a very difficult predicament. They had segregated the Beis Yaakovs. All the American kids they wanted in one class, kind of like what happened to the, whatever. It wasn't a good situation. Bekitzer. Anyway, it was a very painful period of my life, and I decided I need to speak to the Rabbanei Yerushalayim. I'm going to Har HaZeisim to speak to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, and to the Maharal Diskin, and to the Yaderes, and tell them what's going on in Yerushalayim, that we need intervention. It had a happy ending, Baruch Hashem. Chaste Hashem. I went to Reb Aaron Leib, and Reb Aaron Leib ossered segregation of classes, Ad Bias Gold Tzedek. It made history, Baruch Hashem. But I'm in Har HaZeisim, and I'm looking for this kever, and the cab's waiting, and I'm getting under a lot of pressure. And I'm thinking, okay, it's time to go. All of a sudden, and I'm not a dog guy, I don't like dogs, but the most beautiful Labrador, I think that's what they're called, a white Labrador comes over to me and goes, and I'm like, this is interesting. I'm like, my dad had this happen to him. And guess what? Lassie took me to the kvarim, Rav Osai. Now, these are not the things that happen every day. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's always giving us kisses. Always. They don't have to be so bizarre. They're in our lives, Rabosai. What do we need to remember in order to be Mechazik our Amunah? This is a very important yesod, and with this, we're going to close up shop. The Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis says, Amar Reish Lakish, Kol Ha'oyne Amein B'chol Koichoi Poiskin Lo Yishari Gan Eden. Somebody who says Amein with all of his might, Rashi says all of his Kavana, Gan Eden opens up for him. Shnemer Pisku Sharim V'yavu Goy Tzedek, Shomer Emunim, the one who guards Emunim. Al Tikri Shomer Emunim, Ela Shomer Amein. Says the Gemara, what's the big thing about Amein? What is Amein? My Amein, Amar of Chanina, Kale, Melech Naaman. Right, it's an acronym for Kale, Aleph, Melech, Mem, Naaman. Hashem is the king who's trustworthy. Okay, what's going on over here? Bifrat, that the word Amen is the root for the word Emuna. Okay, this is clear, that these Amens are Emuna. What does it mean that Amen is so great? And it's Kale, Melech, Naaman. B'siyata Dishmaya, perhaps the following. Kale, Melech, Naaman are the three ingredients for Bitachon and Emunah and Bitachon. Kale, Rashi says, and the Kadmonim say, before Rashi, Kale is the Lashon of Chesed. Kaili, Kaili, Lama Azavtani, Rashi says in Parshas B'Shalach, Kale is the Lashon that Hashem cares about me. The first thing I need to know in my relationship with Hashem is that He loves us. Kale! Fine. But a lot of people love me and they can't come through. Then you have to know that Hashem is all-powerful. Melech! The one who loves me so much is so, so powerful. But you know what? There are a lot of people who love me and a lot of people who are powerful and you just can't count on them. They don't know how to come through. Ne'emah. The Gemara is saying over here, the whole Yisoid, to understand, I have a relationship with Hashem. He cares about me. He's all-powerful. And He's trustworthy. And there are two kavanas in Amen, Rabosai. When it's something that you want to happen in the future, the kavana, the poskim talk about this from Chazal, is Kale Melech Naaman. It should happen, right? Someone gives you a bracha, you say Amen, it should happen. Since you're giving me a bracha and Hashem loves me, Hashem's all powerful, and Hashem's trustworthy, so I say Amen, and it's saying it should happen. But what about when it's something that happened already? You're praising Hashem for something He already did. Then Amen means MS, true. Amen can either mean MS or Kale Melech Naaman. And this is the Yisod MS ve'emunah. MS is everything that I knew about Hashem already, that He's come through for me in my life. Emuna is what I'm still waiting, but I know he's going to come through. MS v'emuna. Two aspects of my existence. And I'll tell you something very deep. You're going to have to really hold on to your seats for a second for this one. Because we said in the past from the Maharal that the word MS is Aleph, the first letter of the Aleph Beis. Mem, the middle letter, and Tav, the last letter, said the Maharal. Aleph is Hashem beginning the execution, starting from the beginning. Mem is the execution itself. Aleph was the idea behind it. Mem is to pull it through, and Tes is to conclude. MS is a full process. Start, execution, and finish. Right? What happens if you hide the conclusion of the story? You don't get to see the end. You get the word im, which means if. MS, when you don't get to see the end of the story, is if. There's not really a question. Im in Chazal can mean if or when. When a person knows that there's MS Vamuna, when he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going somewhere with all this, he doesn't need to know everything. He can live on im. He can live on a question. Perhaps the Pachad Yitzchak said that the shorish of the word emunah is aim, is mom, who we can always count on. Perhaps we could add the shorish of the word emunah is im, to be able to live with questions. I don't really have questions, because any time I've needed HaKadosh Baruch Hu so far, Adhena, Azarunu Rachamecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been there for me. And when we start Shmona Esrei, we start, the second bracha is called Gvuras. It's about Hashem reviving the dead. Can I ask you a question? They're Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam. Yud Gimel Ikrim. They're all important things. Why do we start our Shmona Esrei with the idea, why don't we talk about Mashiach? Why are we talking about Mechayim Mesim? Why is this the beginning of our Shmona Esrei before we're going to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things? Rabboisai, it's Pashat. It's Pashat. What does it say in Tchias HaMesim? Mi doy melach, kibalti me rabosai. It was makabel from my rabbeim, the following thing. What does it say in Tchias HaMesim that there's no one like Hashem? It only says that. Kibalti me rabosai. It only says that by Tchias HaMesim. Why? There's only one thing that nobody's ever done. It's taken people who are dead and make them alive. A lot of things have happened. But there's only one being who can do this, who can take something that's a dead issue, pshuto kimashmo, and can make any person into an optimist. When you start Shmona Esrei, you're talking about reviving the dead. You're talking about rofei cholim. There are people who are very sick. Soimech noiflim in this bracha. People who have fallen very, very far. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes things that look over, totally over, and he changes them around. This is the ultimate optimism, Rabosai. It's just like the Chazon Ish says, whether Hashem will say yes or no, there are no statistics. Hashem can do everything. He's a Machaye Mason. So for sure he can change the things that are going on that are bothering me. Chazal say, Afilu cherev chida munach al tzavar shel adam. Even if a cherev chada is munach al tzavar shel adam, a sharp knife, al tis yayish me peronius. He shouldn't be misyayish from peronius. Chizki has got this b'kabbalah from his abbas. So, lemaisa, why does he have to say a sharp knife? Okay, so you say it should be a sharp knife. Okay, knives are sharp. I would have enjoyed the chazal if it would say, when there's a cherev on somebody's neck, and I wouldn't have asked why it's sharp. I want to tell you something that I'm libi omerly. You know why it says a sharp knife? A sharp knife, if you've ever seen it, the incision begins when it has contact with the skin. It started, it's over. It's over. It's not like, you know, the suspense. Oh, he's about to, and boom, right? A guy comes in with a horse, da-da-da, da-da-da-da, and saves the day. It's over. It's not over. It's not over. By Bayrei Olam, it's just an issue of yes or no. And the Tanit Be'eliyahu says, it's the Medrash Shoicher type. It's brought by the Mesillas Yesharim in Chasidus. Amar Reb Avoy, Kishitia Oymed Lisbalo, when you come to Davin, Yehei Libcha Sameach Alecha, be so happy. Why? Sha'ata Mispalo Le'elokim She'in Kayetziba. You're davening to a God that there's no one like him. So someone could understand this very balabatish, that, wow, I get to talk to Hashem. Well, why does it say Elohim? Elohim, we know from the Shulchan Aruch, is Baal HaKoichos Kulam. He's the all-powerful. When you have a problem in life, you should be the ultimate optimist. Do you know why? You're davening to someone who can take care of all your problems. Ein Elohim Kamo. There's no Mi Doy Melach. And we have to build this emunah in our lives, Rabosai. And it's doable. But the way to do it is to have to enter our own lives and see the richness. Someone who does a modem every day, thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things, and is not thinking about things. Someone once asked me, when they bench, should they think about how delicious their burger was? Or should they just bench? I'm like, oi. What else are you going to think about? You just got a burger. Of course. Of course, we're not connecting the dots. We're not connecting the dots. Our life is a hemshech. This burger is what to bench about. You got this. This has happened before. And we should all be zeicha. Kishem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got us this far. Hashem should be mamshichas weiter. And we should respond with proper emunah bitachon.